From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for a suicide truck bombing that killed at least 70 people at a gas station south of Baghdad. Many of the victims of Thursday's attack were Iranian pilgrims who had taken part in a Shiite holiday in the Iraqi city of Karbala. Reports also say Iraqi security forces were on high alert for the duration of the pilgrimage, seen as a potential target of the Islamic State. The United Nations says time is running out for the 275,000 inhabitants of the Syrian city of Aleppo, whose food stocks are depleted. Lisa Schlein has more.
The last food provided by the World Food Program was distributed to the trapped residents of eastern Aleppo days ago. Now nothing is left. Repeated requests by the United Nations to send aid convoys into the city have been refused by one or more of the warring parties. Special advisor to the UN Special Envoy for Syria, Jan Egeland, says there are hopeful signs that all the necessary approvals may soon be forthcoming. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The U.S. military says one of its soldiers was killed Thursday in an explosion caused by an improvised explosive device in northern Syria. U.S. Central Command did not immediately release the nature of the incident or the soldier's name. U.S. troops are part of a multinational coalition in the region to fight the Islamic State group. Eight Egyptian soldiers have been killed in a car bombing at a checkpoint in northern Sinai. And Egyptian officials say at least 12 troops were injured. Three militants also died in Thursday's attack. So far, no group has claimed responsibility in that attack. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko said Thursday that U.S. President-elect Donald Trump raised the questions of Russian aggression of the illegal annexation of Crimea during their phone conversation. Poroshenko also told reporters he doesn't anticipate any changes in the U.S. support for Ukraine with the new administration coming in January.
Ukraine have a strong bipartisan support in the United States Congress, in the United States, among the United States politicians, both Republican and Democrat, and we don't expect any significant changes in this bipartisan support.
Comments made by Trump during the U.S. presidential campaign raised fears that if he won, he would tilt toward improving relations with Russia at Ukraine's expense. Americans mark the annual Thanksgiving holiday Thursday with family gatherings, turkey dinners, and parades. U.S. President Barack Obama gave a Thanksgiving address to the nation.
Today, we continue to give thanks for those blessings and to all who ensured that they would be our inheritance. We remember the determined patriots who landed at the edge of the world in search of freedom. We give thanks to the brave men and women who defend that freedom in every corner of the world.
President Barack Obama. There are media reports today that investor Wilbur Ross may be President-elect Donald Trump's choice for Commerce Secretary. Ross is known in financial circles as the king of bankruptcy for buying and then restoring distressed companies to profitability. Calls among Hillary Clinton supporters for a recount of votes in three key states grew louder this week on the news that her national popular vote surpassed 2 million votes, along with reports of voter irregularities in some counties. Last week, Clinton campaign chairman John Podesta spoke with a few election lawyers and computer scientists who urged him to ask for a recount in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. The group says their findings show Clinton's support dropped 7 points in counties that use electronic voting machines, as opposed to those counties that use optical scanners or paper ballots. Former Green Party candidate Jill Stein has so far raised $2.7 million to pay for the recount effort in Wisconsin and is trying to raise an additional $2 million to request recounts in Michigan and Pennsylvania. And Hurricane Otto came ashore Thursday in Nicaragua, hitting the coast of that country and Costa Rica with the 175-per-hour winds. Otto is the seventh Atlantic hurricane of the season. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.